Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'ma kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'ma bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Right. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. So fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012 of haters and I end their conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't incroyable, blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right, all right, all right. I want to say great morning to everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Grind. Yes, well, I can tell you we are super excited to be before you on another Thursday morning where, yes, we're going to talk about the rescue today, guys. And, you know, I just want to say as I'm coming on this morning, I have no idea what I'm doing over here. But you know what? IAO, improvise, adapt, and overcome. But I believe that everything is working properly, right? And so today we're going to talk about an amazing topic, you know, and basically, right, the rescue. What are you
that
doing?
Palm tree.
Right, that palm tree almost knocked the dogs out. That's why I kind of jumped in the very beginning because I'm standing out here and all of a sudden there's this big boom. In Paris and London, scatter.
Hey, what's up, everybody? But you hogging the screen.
I am.
Yes,
oh,
you
I'm
are.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, you weren't
hog.
Over here, so I was taking control.
I know you're the prettiest. I'm not pretty, but you're the prettiest.
I was just taking control.
The camera loves you. Take control.
I was just taking control. So, again, guys.
What's up, everybody?
My name is Pam McCray, a millionaire mompreneur.
You already know, guys. Nate McCray, the mastermind, the millionaire mastermind himself.
I'm just
Let's
really
go.
Creative for greatness, for real.
Let's go.
But you know what? Today, we're super excited to be before you as we are going to talk about the rescue. A lot of times in life, we don't realize that, you know what? It's going to take some active participation in order for us to participate in our own rescue. We sit back and we wait on somebody else to come rescue us, not realizing that, you know what? The only way to implement change is for us to be the one to actually implement the change. So today, we're going to talk about why it's so necessary for us to participate in our own rescue, the things that we need to do in order to make sure that we are participating in our own rescue, because otherwise we could end up finding ourselves drowning in life,
right?
And really not even able to survive. So today we're going to talk about it. We're going to come back in just a few moments and really get into this topic. But if you're watching, definitely share this out to everybody that you know. And you can always call into the grind, right? Call into the grind and actively participate. And that number is 646-668-2564. So give us a moment. and we will be back in just a second as you enjoy this tune.
Enjoy your tune.
Hey, whatever, right?
Enjoy your tune.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Your rod and your staff, they come.
Sorry.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your favor. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Man, I'm insecure and I'm so unsure. My motives don't be the purest either. My little sister probably need me. I ain't been around and I ain't tried to lead her. Help me, Lord. I ain't ever had no daddy. Feel like a failing father. Trying to raise my family. I seen cancer take my lady's pops and he fought so hard. And we cried so hard. But sometimes life's so dark. But he told me, boy, you keep your head up. Never let up and never give up. And don't cry for me cause I'ma live up in the sky. Let it all work out. That pain gon' make you stronger. That hurt gon' make you a leader. Don't let that make you a monster. In the middle of the darkest, hardest, heartless, tarnished, carnage. The master artist makes your mess a masterpiece regardless.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your favor. Keep your head.
Pretty girls feel so ugly that they hate living. I seen rich men have everything but have no friends. I seen baby mamas put restraining orders on good fathers. I seen single mothers work three jobs while they still in college. 8 years getting 2 degrees, slaved away for a bachelor's. Then 8 more paying huge fees, still a slave to her masters. Feeling awake, making a minimum wage. But at the end of the day, feeling so grateful. Bills still paid, so no room to complain. We all got deep wounds, ugly scars, black marks. Just left rehab, still got track marks. Let it all work out, and let the light shine through. Cause you can't be them, and they can't be you.
It's gonna work out, sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your favor. Keep your head.
Got one more verse.
That's right.
I love this song.
Lecrae.
I didn't say I was gonna sing it.
I thought you was gonna sing it. Why not? I mean, why not? Go ahead and drop some notes, drop some tunes, as I called it this morning. You know, we gotta always realize that we gotta keep our head to the sky and keep our eyes on the prize, right? No matter
what we're going through in life.
And yes, I want to just say great morning. We see all of you out there in Facebook land. Appreciate you guys for chiming in.
Welcome to everybody in Blog Talk Radio Land.
That's right, Blog Talk Radio Land. We don't want to forget about you guys, those of you that are dialing in.
Driving our ratings. Thank you for you guys driving our ratings.
Right, we appreciate
that. Show.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're not dialed into the grind,
Then you should dial in. Right, absolutely.
All right, because you're not helping our ratings if you're not dialed into the grind. if you are...
Some people just want to see
us. Yeah, get that.
Visual.
You can see us.
We got to realize that.
You can see us,
right?
But dial in on your phone. Okay, get your house phone, get your mobile phone. I don't care. Put it on you.
Do I have a house phone?
Yeah, we have one.
But people at work, they might get dialed in.
I may be talking to the entrepreneurs,
or
I may be talking to people at work. I can promise you got a desk phone. Get your desk phone, dial into the grind, okay? Let me give you that number again so you have it. Because if you share our vision, if you are a vision carrier for the grind, obviously
you chime on, you're on here, you know, now. So why not help carry the vision, right?
Carry the vision.
So go ahead and dial in the 646-668-2564. Somebody's going to be high speed, as we said in the military, and they're going to put that thing in the comments.
Wow.
On Facebook Live.
You know, we're going to talk about that military a little bit today, I think. I think
okay.
You did something very powerful last night that I think can kind of, when it comes down to taking control, right, and participating in our own rescue. But you know what? This morning, guys, you know, as we're listening to the song,
we didn't do roll call.
We didn't do roll call.
I got to keep
sorry.
Cam on point, y'all.
I don't know. I said great morning to everybody. Roll call.
Morning.
Hey, we see you out there, sis, obviously. Sonia Atchison, Jay Atchison out there. We see you guys.
Shani Moore.
Yes.
Good morning. We see you.
Sure. Yes. See you out there. Who else? We got
these controllers
Rachel.
Right here.
Okay.
I'm going to be on Pam all morning, so y'all know. I'm going to dig right in on.
Listen. Remember, I'm trying to learn the process. All right.
Yeah.
So just bear with me. Okay.
So I'm going military
perfect.
On you. Only way to know is to know, because I'm gonna tell you.
All right.
No,
but
you're
I can
not.
Tell you, I am definitely gonna dig in and figure all this stuff out and all that good stuff. But you know what? Just great morning to all of you that are jumping on. I see so many of you. Kimi, yes, my beautiful niece Lanita. I see you guys out there. All of you that are
share
on this morning. Share this out. See you, Akel, Ori. All of you, you know, great morning, as many of you are jumping on the grind from wherever you may be. Check our stats back here and what we got going on. But you know what, this morning we wanted to talk about a topic in which, you know, so many of us, you know, we deal with in life. Many times we don't understand the reason why we're going through many things in life, but we have to also realize that, you know what, life is life. Things are always going to happen. Things are always going to present themselves, right? But it's really all about how are we handling life in general? What are we doing in order to change it? And are we doing anything at all? Because we have to realize that the only way for us to change things is for us to make a decision to change things. You see, when it comes time to the rescue, right? A lot of us, you know, we're going through things in life and we want out, right? We want things right now, because we live in a microwave society. We have a microwave mindset. We don't understand process. And so we want to be rescued from that situation. But a lot of times we don't realize that the only way for us to be rescued is for us to actively participate in our
right.
own rescue.
Right.
So it's going to take us taking the time to, number one, want change. Okay. You got to want change. And in order for now want that change, you got to realize you got to act in order to now change it. Because
right.
the only way to change things is for us to make a decision to change things. And I know that Nate and I, we realized this a long time ago as we were insane doing a lot of things. And even now as we go through life on a daily basis, because you can get up and you can wake up and life is not going to always be, you know, just a bed of roses. But when you realize that, you know what, you have the power to affect change in your life. And the only way for you to now jump in and to realize that I have to be in control of the situation, that I have to actively participate in my own rescue, is that we first and foremost have to realize that we have to take responsibility for where we are. We have to take responsibility for the things that we've done.
You mean they just can't sit back and just wait?
No. No, they can't just sit back and wait.
Get you a drink, just chill out.
None of that, right? You got to take responsibility, okay? Because everything that we do in life has something you're going to pay a price for, okay? We're allowed to make our choices in life, but everything we do in life, there's going to always be a price to be paid. And so, therefore, when we learn how to take responsibility, when we learn how to understand that, you know what, we have the power to change it, and when we get ourselves to the point of not just tolerating things, because I think that that is definitely what ends up happening in life, is that we end up tolerating a lot of the things that we go through and accepting them as status quo. And then what ends up happening as we accept these things as status quo, guess what? We end up settling in life, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right?
And I'm doing some maintenance real quick,
I see.
Because,
so let me.
You know,
let me,
this is
you know,
the
realest
show ever.
I know, because I
we
see
actually
that you don't
ran
have
out
a-
of space.
We don't have
we
our technology.
Let y'all know.
But again, IAO, improvise, adapt, and overcome. So So let me see how we can get this thing popping.
Hold on. Did you say that I don't have our technology working?
Oh, we. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We.
Oh,
we.
Okay. I ain't going to cut them no slack. You're going to have to move that baby because I can't see.
Oh, okay. We don't have our technology
there
working.
You go.
We succeed and fail together, but I was trying to get us together, in order to get this thing,
I'm almost there.
Yep. Okay, good. Well, great. Maybe you should just pop the song so that we don't miss any of our information that we want to share, but it's all good. Go ahead, get the maintenance rocking and rolling.
We G to G right now. All I got to do is give me 30 seconds.
I look very. It looks like my
your camera's
my
dirty.
Camera's
that's
dirty
what the deal is.
Like let's see. Maybe let's fix this thing.
Welcome to the Really Show, guys.
Oh, it's clean now. Yes. So anyway, we have to stop tolerating, what life is throwing us, and realizing that we have the power to change and the power to take control. One of the things that Nate always.
Let's see how I did that. I just IAO man.
I just improvised, adapted, and overcame.
So the memory card was full on the camera, right? So instead of me just freezing up and saying, forget it, I deleted stuff off the camera, make sure we got space, popped it back in, while my amazing host here, Miss Pam McCray, actually held things down for me, man. That's called team freaking work.
It makes the dream work.
That's what we do.
Right. Right. We balance each other out.
Some of y'all husband or wife would have been like, "What you mean the car full?
Right.
What did you do?
Right.
Why didn't you look at that? Why don't you take?" No, but we just function as a team, man, and got it done. Until we get it right, man. No love lost.
Right.
Everything is good.
That's right.
So let's jump into this thing, man.
Well, I've already jumped in.
Well, yeah,
I kind of jumped into it. So you just need to come
did
up. Did
you put
up
your life vest on?
No.
Okay.
No,
you may need your life vest.
I need my life vest on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. I think that when
you
it
can't
comes
fit
to,
that. Yeah.
When
I don't
it comes
think you
up, but you know
that.
What? That's what people end up doing in life. Let me see what is this nonsense? Okay. What happens in life is we can find ourselves in situations in which we're drowning, right? For real. I don't even know. What is this? This is like Jace's life jacket, right? In which we are drowning in that situation, and we're sitting back, and we're wanting someone to throw us that vest in order to rescue ourselves, right? But look, this thing I can't even get into this, and I can't.
Yeah, that was made for kids.
But
so, which is probably why you can't get into it,
right?
For a good reason.
But you know what? A lot of times in life, people are sitting back, right? Waiting to be rescued, and thinking that everybody else has the answer, thinking that they got the vest for them to now throw into the water in order to pull them out, but really don't, because we have to understand that we have to realize that we are the only ones that have the power to rescue ourselves. There's going to be times in life, actually, yes, when we're going to need help from others,
right.
And that's okay. But when you have that mindset of saying, you know what, I'm waiting on my vest. This vest may not even fit me. This thing might not even hold me up. But you know what, I'm still waiting on that vest for somebody to throw it in the water and to grab me. It's infant size. I'm an adult now. But you know what, because of my mindset, my mentality, I'm sitting back waiting to be rescued. And you know what, this thing is not the answer. It's not even going to work.
Right.
So when we realize that, and we understand the fact that, you know what, we have the power to take control and to control the situation and to understand that nobody can rescue us but ourselves. And so when we begin to shift our thinking and stop allowing ourselves to tolerate what life is throwing us and realizing that, you know what, life happens to everybody, right? We all go through things. I mean, we've gone through so much in the 30 years of being married, a lot of the things that would have destroyed a marriage a long time ago, right?
Right.
And so when we realize that, then we'll understand that, you know what, we have to be to affect the change.
So here's the thing too, because when we talk about rescuing people, and we say that nobody's coming to rescue, Pam said it's okay sometimes for you. You know, people are going to help you along the way.
Right.
But the problem comes about when we just get into naming it and claiming it, but we don't actually go do any work to get
it.
You see what I'm saying?
But you mean that I can't just sit back and say, yes,
I want that.
I want that. That's mine.
I
want
to do that.
You know what? And then sit back and wait.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's where you are not participating in your own rescue. It's okay to believe at some point in time somebody just may come in and throw me a life vest or a life preserver. But in your mind, through your mindset, you have to tell yourself that, you know what? I'm not waiting on anybody to come in and throw me a life preserver. I got to swim my butt to the edge as fast as I can,
right,
and swim to get to where I need to be, do the things that I need to do, because the practicality in this rescue is the action.
Right, and you know, and that's the epitome of faith. You know, that's how God works, because at the end of the day, he's got all the answers, right? Every problem that we have in life has already been solved.
Right.
But the thing about it is, we're not going to get the answer unless we actively move. You know, that faith without works is dead. So unless we actively decide to fix our situation because of the choices that we've made in life, right, because he doesn't violate our choice, so we end up, you know, allowing ourselves to go through the things that we got to go through because it's a price to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what faith is. So when we move, God's going to move.
Right.
So now we have to ask ourselves, why are we not actively participating in our own rescue, when really and truly we've already been rescued, but we don't realize it.
But we say that
it.
Thing though. We have that old saying, because people say cliches all the time and don't really understand the premise of the cliche. It just sounds sexy. It sounds good.
Right.
Like we say, you know, God said you just take the first step. Take one step, he'll take two. Some people are sitting back, not really even taking one step.
Right.
Because what they're doing is they're naming it and they're claiming it. And they're saying, I want this, I want that, I want to be this, and I want to be that. But there's no action.
Right.
And then when we get in trouble, because the true epitome of a rescue means there's something that's wrong.
Right.
And the reality is our lives, in a lot of cases, have gone off track, off course.
Right.
And we get into the mentality of saying, well, it's not my fault, or there's nothing that I can do about it, you know, or that's too far gone. How can I really affect the change I need to affect? I'm getting old. When we start telling ourselves all of these or making all of these excuses,
right,
then our mind gets programmed to believing them. Remember, the kiss of death is telling yourself the lies and then believing the lies. So we start believing our own lies, so which inhibits our rescue and inhibits us being a part of the rescue. So we end up doing this.
Uh-oh. Oh,
we end up coming to the beach.
Okay.
We end up coming
like
to
it.
The beach with our light, with our tire and our tool, and we just get in that thing, man, like I was doing on Sunday, and just start floating around on that thing, waiting on somebody to rescue us. I was telling Jayden, I was like, Jayden, you know, push me over here. Jayden, push me over there. And Jayden was pushing me around, right? I wasn't participating in actively moving myself.
Oh, you know what?
Right?
You just brought me to something else that just totally came to mind. You wasn't actually participating, right?
Mm-hmm.
You was telling Jay to put you around. But then remember, I was pulling on you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was pulling on you,
mm-hmm.
right? You weren't actively participating, so you got to be careful of the things out there, the things, the situations, the people out there that's now going to try to, in that when you're there and you're not actively participating,
right,
that's going to try to pull you up under. That's going to try to drown you.
Well, they don't,
because you're not actively participating.
It's not easy for
them to now come in, or for that situation to come in and to now take you off your game and to now begin to drown you because you're not doing what's necessary.
Right.
You're not acting
in order
to bring about the results. So therefore, you don't have control. So you got to watch out for those dream killers, for those things that are trying to drown you in that situation. But when you take responsibility and now you're actively participating
right.
in your rescue,
that's good.
Yes,
that's good.
You're gonna have control and you're gonna have the power.
We did a show in the beginning, in almost the very beginning of this show's inception back in 2017, called Dream Killers.
Mm.
All right, so go back and grab that out of the archives, and you'll see that what we're saying then is still lining up with what we're saying now.
Right.
So dream killers are real, and that's a whole nother show. We're doing an addendum to that.
Right.
But, man, this whole rescue thing, there are a lot of people out there right now that are going to be blessed by this episode, you know, on YouTube. All my friends on YouTube, Pam, the people that we know, chiming
right.
in, and they're going to see this on YouTube. People are going to see this right now on Blog Talk Radio. You guys, some of you guys may be going through this very same situation. And you're trying to figure out, A, how did I get here? Okay. And B, how do I get the heck out of here?
Right.
Right. How do I do that? So there's three different components that you need to grab onto when you're thinking about the rescue.
Absolutely.
Right. So the first component, guys, is the area of rescue. Right.
So what areas do you need to first and foremost rescue yourself in? Okay. All right. Right. And many times
start
we don't identify.
Rescue, yes.
Right. You have to start your own rescue. And many times we don't even identify where we're weak in the areas that we need to now strengthen ourselves in.
Right.
And that a lot of that starts with, again, that man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the time to look at the man in the mirror, to really listen, like we talked about on Tuesday, to listen in order to now hear and to now understand that there's areas in life, all of us, because none of us are perfect.
Right.
We all
right.
have to realize that we are truly designed to be processed in life. And it's painful. It is. That's the reason why most people don't allow themselves to change in life. And they just say, oh, this is me. This is how I am. This is my situation. Let me settle here. Let me stop here. Let me rot here for real. Because mm-hmm. if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right.
And so we have to understand what areas do we need to figure out, because it's our responsibility and we have to understand that we need to change it. So,
let's break it down.
Right. It could be first and foremost it starts with you.
Yeah. Let's break it down in the three different areas that we always talk about. Right.
Okay.
You know, so do you need first and foremost, do you need a mental rescue from your mindset?
Right.
What is your mindset? Right now, I'm not talking about anybody else's life. We're not talking about analyzing somebody else's stuff. We're talking about analyzing your stuff. What do you need to be rescued from your right now with your mindset? All right. And if you can figure out what you need to be rescued from with your mindset, then you can figure out what you need to be rescued from physically.
Right.
Right?
Because everything starts in the mind.
Everything starts in the mind.
So everything, the playground is the devil's playground is our mind. So if we don't take complete control over our mind, because our mind affects every area mm-hmm. of our life.
Right.
And so once we grab a hold of that, but it's not always easy to say, you know, let me take control of my mind. Right. Because we just don't realize, you know, that it's going to take a daily work in order to do that. And
right.
what are the things that are we going to now implement into our life in order to bring about that change?
Small habits.
It's the small habits.
Small habits.
Talked about
that last year.
The small habits that's going to bring about the change, but we want it right now. We don't understand that doing the small things every day is now going to bring about the results that we want to see in the future, right? And so, you know, but that mind is everything, because now it's going to affect our health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking control in our health. Some of us are out there and we're saying every day, oh, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to go exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'm going to decide to lose some weight. I know I'm overweight.
Eating right tomorrow.
Right, right. I'm going to start eating right tomorrow. I know I'm overweight, or I know I'm unhealthy. It's affecting my body. You know, I'm feeling some kind of way.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you have to participate in your own rescue
and
when
tomorrow
it comes
never
time.
Comes.
Because nobody's going to change it for
right.
you when it comes time. Right. Tomorrow never happens. Today is always the moment that we're in.
Right.
Right.
So once you've identified those two areas, then the final area is, of course, your finances, right? So if you've identified mentally, because all of these tie together, right? So I want you guys to really get this,
right.
Okay? All of this ties together to be the 3%er in life, right? We always talk about the 3%ers. It's all about your mind, your body, and your money. So if you're a 3%er and you're working on that, so you've worked on your mindset, you got on the right track, you've spent time with God figuring out what your purpose is. Now you know you're on the right track, or you're at least discovering what it is. And so now you're on the right track from a mental perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then now your mind tells you that you got to take care of the temple, right? Because the mind, the mental, resides in the temple. You can't affect the change physically here on earth unless the temple is in shape enough or physically fit enough or healthy enough, I should say,
right.
to actually carry on the work that God is giving you the purpose to do, right? And if you know that now you're physically ready, then the financial piece just kind of starts to fall in place, because nobody ever really wants the paper chase, right? So when you start paper chasing is when you get everything out of whack.
Right.
Now you're trying to just get the money without following the other two principles that precede actually getting the money.
Right, because when you're on purpose, you don't have to paper chase.
Right.
Okay. when you're on purpose, everything's going to fall into place. And so you're right, mind and body, and then your bank account, your finances, all of that is now going to begin to line up because, again, it encompasses everything. It's going to encompass taking control of your life. You know, in the midst of all of that, you got your family, right? You got your family that may need to be taken control of. You know, things could be out of whack, and you understand that it's God, family, and then everything else, your business, all of that, your goals, all of that fall up underneath, you know, taking control in the areas that we need to realize that we have to focus on every day in order to make sure that we're growing. You know, are we growing mentally? Are we changing, you know, our situation? And then things begin to line up.
And you're right, it's hard.
But it's not
easy.
We can say
it's hard. You hear us saying that. You hear Pam saying it's not easy. And nobody's ever said it was going to be easy, right? Because you've spent your entire life creating the you that you are right now.
Right.
And until you do something to create a new you, a different you, a more improved you, a newer model of you, then you're going to be the same person. So it's not going to be easy because you've been doing it over a longer period of time.
Right.
So, and we want to get into the action of the rescue because we know now that the three parts that you actually need to be participating in a rescue in, right? You've identified those three parts.
Right, you identify those.
Right?
Absolutely.
So we're sectioning this thing off. Now that you've identified which area I need to be rescued in, and it could be just, some of y'all could be, you know, be on the right track right now, right? But you've identified the areas. So now let's get into the action of the rescue.
Right.
Right? So we had a meeting. Tell them about the meeting we had.
Yes. You know what? You know, I love my husband, you know, for every reason in the world. But you know what? Some of the things that he implements, you know, or he mentions and talks about around the house are just absolutely amazing. And so around our house, let's just tell, we're real people for real with some real life situations. And so around our house, we have a lot going on, okay? We work from home, building a business, and we are, you know, doing a lot, other things, all kinds of stuff. And so we obviously, our situation here with our children is that, you know, we have a college student who is now home for the summer, right? We got Christian here, 19 years old, home for the summer. And then we also have Zaria, who's being homeschooled, right? So she's home during the day being homeschooled. Then we have Jaden, who we get up and we run back and forth to school, okay, every day. And then we have Jaden, we have Brianna, right? And so the house.
We have Jace. We have a grandbaby
Jace.
Here as well.
Jace.
Because we got an older daughter that's transitioning here to Florida as
right.
well. So we got a lot going on.
So we got
here.
A lot
that's
going on.
How many
on.
People?
That's like
that's seven
of
people.
Us.
That's seven people in the
and
house.
And two dogs.
And two dogs.
And two birds.
Yeah.
And three fish. All right. So anyway, because it's always a whole other situation because
right.
nobody wants to take responsibility for the dogs that everybody loves, right? And so.
Nothing.
What was that? You trying to be funny?
No.
And so anyway, our house at many points in time during the day, pretty much every day, looks like a zoo. Okay, real talk. It looks like a zoo because Nate and I are working. We're trying. We're getting things done. I'm not going to say trying because to try is to fail. So we're getting things done every day, doing the different things. We got to make sure we keep our mind right, right? We got to make sure we keep our body right. So a part of what we do in life and helping people to understand is you got to physically make sure you're doing something every day to make sure that your health is your greatest wealth. And then we're building businesses. So you think about this. And so our kids, we understood that, you know what, they're sitting around and they're watching us work, but they're not helping the situation, okay? Whereas we wake up sometimes, they know, listen, this kitchen needs to be clean. I don't know, maybe we're not doing what our parents did, because I'm going to tell you what, if back in the day, growing up, if we would have went to bed with dishes in the sink, oh, we would have woke up to a belt. Maybe that's the problem. We need to pull out some belts, right?
Whooped.
We would have woke up to a belt. Somebody was getting whooping.
Somebody getting a whooping.
In the morning, okay? Catherine came in. She cooked. Anybody that know my mom loved to cook, but she tore up the kitchen. She tore it up for real, but she had a gift at cooking. Wake up and not have that kitchen clean. So there's days in which that may happen because the other person's looking at the next person because they're like, oh, you should have done it, right? Then we won't even talk about Jace, okay? It's like a nursery around here, okay, for real. We got We got what's the shows he listened to?
Super wide.
But I tell you, the kid is intelligent. You can put up anything. The boy can read words. Okay, all right. I showed him a 10X sign the other day, right? And he said, I said, what letter is this? He said X. And you know, sometimes kids will look at something. And I'm going off track a little bit, but that's just who I am, right? Kids will look at something. And I said, what number is this? He could have said 1 and 0, but he said 10.
That's
I said, go
kid.
Six. But anyway, get back to the situation here. The house, when he comes out, okay, great kid, but he tears up toys everywhere. We stepping over toys throughout the day. You know, it's just craziness. So last night, Nate said, it's family meeting time. All right, and this is why you have to participate in your own rescue. We, for real, was drowning around here because we're working around this stuff, you know, but we realized that we got to take control because Christian is out here. You know, in the couch, he's playing his Xbox, Jaden in his room with his game system. And then they get up, and there's water left here, there's this left here. And we're like, who? Is there a green man in our house that's getting ready to come around and clean up this stuff?
Right.
So we had to take control and participate in our own rescue. And so last night, Nate said, family meeting time. All right? And so we had this family meeting, and Nate, he told us about something that he learned in the military called footprints, right?
Well,
right?
Let me tell it the right way, because I don't want to make sure Pam don't mess it up.
Okay, right, because I'll mess it up.
So just quickly, everybody that's military understands one word, and that's called footprint.
Footprint.
Right? It's about what your footprint is. What are you when somebody comes in your area or somebody comes around, what's your footprint? So that means how much stuff do you have laying all around the house that is attached to you? Whatever you have laying around the house outside of your space, that's your footprint. So how many areas of the house is your footprint? So my belief is that if you actually decrease your footprint, then it takes care of the maintenance part. Nobody has to pick up behind anybody. If you drink something, then you know you're drinking in the living room. Don't get up and leave the cup there. You just increased your footprint.
Right.
Right. And if I come out and I see your footprint increased, we implemented a demerit system. Right. So if your footprint is increased, then you get a demerit for that. So then there's going to be things started to be taken away. See, because we live in a world now where you can't get whoopings no more. Now, some of y'all are going to beg to differ on that. But we don't spank our kids, all right, or whoop them. We don't do that.
Just take away.
We really believe in attacking them mentally.
Right.
All right. If you can attack a kid mentally, take something away that they really, really love, then that will actually suffice. That's better than actually giving them a whooping. Right.
Right.
So we don't do that around the house. So we wanted to make sure we put the demerit system in place. So that's the demerit system. And I always told them, the second thing I told them was pay attention to detail. You can't walk around in life with just looking straight ahead, never looking down, never looking left and right in your own life.
Right.
Okay. I'm not talking about blocking out and focus. I'm talking about in your own life, what you affect and what affects you. You have to be diligent. We said in the military, keep your head on a swivel. That means you need to know what's going on with you around you at all times. So if you're a part of a family unit, if you're a part of a team, a partnership, then you have to actually pay attention to detail. If there's a cup is falling on the floor or a tissue falling on the floor,
don't
you can't
walk
by
it.
Act like you don't see that.
That's what happens in our house.
Though. Yeah. People
just walk over it. Oh, I didn't put that there.
And when my eye didn't do
it.
I didn't do it.
Right.
So how about me? How about me and your mother just say, you know what? We eating. We good.
We not going to feed you.
We ain't going to feed you.
Oh, you know what? Better yet, listen. What if we decide not to pay these bills up around here? What
right.
y'all going to do now?
Y'all going to do you.
Okay.
I said, last I checked, nobody here has any other place to stay but here. Okay.
Right.
So give us some respect.
So we had to participate in our own rescue, and that's kind of just a situation that we wanted to share. But, you know, it's real life and it's real talk and it's what people go through, you know, and not even understanding that as an entrepreneur, it's a daily battle. People think that life is just, woo, you wake up and yay, we're winning. And no, absolutely. We are real people dealing with some real stuff around here.
Oh, speaking of real stuff.
What?
Speaking of real stuff. This is the realest show ever. Right?
Uh-oh.
We're going to be super transparent on this show. So one of the things that I make sure that I do not do in the morning when taking Jaden to school is I do not bring Paris McCray with me.
Oh, God.
Okay?
How you getting off on this?
Because this is real. I want y'all to get this. Okay, I don't bring Paris McCray with me because she has an anxiety issue. Okay,
and I don't Paris, know why all of a sudden she wasn't always like that.
She has no
problem.
She gets in the back seat and she starts to. It's like she don't know what's going to happen. And you've ridden in the truck 1,000 times, and you've taken Jane to school 1,000 times. All of a sudden you got anxiety, and you can't call it old age because you're not old, right? So now she gets in the back seat, and now when she's with me, she shakes,
you know,
and she's with Pam, she shakes. Yeah, she knows I'm talking about her. So I told them, I said, look, I said, you know, y'all want to be careful taking Paris, you know, to Jay's school like that, because
right.
she gets anxiety and she gets nervous. And what do little bitty dogs with little bitty brains do when they get anxiety and get nervous? They poop. So this dog poops in my truck, right? So Pam comes in the house, and Pam is like, yeah, Paris was nervous, but I don't think she did anything.
Right. I did smell something, but I just thought it was, you know, coming from out there air, you know, because it came and it went.
Right. Yeah, so I go to the truck to get something out of the truck, and I'm like, it smells like poop in here. And lo and behold, I look back, and it's a couple of little whatnots
like,
on the floor
mat.
She
said that was the green man. It wasn't her.
And I'm just looking at him like, what in the world? So that transparent moment, guys, we deal with real life stuff. Around here, man, is crazy. So hopefully some of you guys have a little dog that can ride in the car and is happy. We just don't happen to have that here at the McCray House. Okay? So,
transparent moment. Just go give me a golden retriever, and now I can have a golden retriever.
We've been there, done that already, though. We've had a golden retriever.
He's going to give me another golden retriever.
And by the way, he was a little off, too, you know. So we just get all of the off dogs.
But you know what? The best dog is London.
London
started off weird. Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah.
London is the best dog. He's old now.
Yeah.
But London is just a little angel up around here, for real.
Yeah, because he's old. He can't move.
But London, when we first got London, remember London used to jump on the furniture. We would come home, he would be on top of the tables. He would be on top of everything.
Yeah.
Like, we like, what is wrong with this dog? And when we would take him outside, he would look at us like, what, you need to use the restroom? And then we'll come in the house and use the restroom. But we taught him one word. And that's just, we affected change, right? We had to participate in our own rescue. We taught him home. Remember that?
Right.
And everything we did, home. We got him a cage, home. If he took off out the street chasing somebody, home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, now he's the best dog ever. But back on the subject, all right?
but it's good because, you know, you got to really, and like London, it takes him 60 seconds to get off the couch now. So when you want London, just make sure that you want him to come because it's going to be a task
right.
for him to get actually off of the couch.
Right,
because
he can't come rescue us.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Can't come rescue
London's
anybody.
London's not the
right
not
now.
Dog that's going to come rescue anybody
yeah,
when
so
it comes
he can bark,
to his
he can
position.
Bark, but that's about it, right?
But, you know, well, always good to have some fun, you know. But anyway, so getting back to what we were talking about, and I think that now is a good time for us to, you know,
oh, we got to be the last. So we're talking about the action of the rescue, right? And then the lessons learned.
But you know what?
Before we
even get into the actions of the rescue, you know, many times one thing that we need to talk about is why do people not even allow themselves to be rescued? You know, because there's a lot of things in life that can happen to where we choose not to. And it's a mental thing,
right.
not to even be rescued and to not to even understand that we need to rescue ourselves. And, you know, when I think about number one, not even realizing it, because you can go through life just in a bubble, not even realizing that there's something outside of that box, right, that comfort zone.
Right.
I think it also, too, has to do a lot with belief.
Right.
Right. And the things that we believe. It also has a lot to do with self-love. It has a lot to do with, did I mention fear?
No.
Fear. Fear stopped so many people from rescuing themselves, right? Fear, that was big for me, all right? I allowed fear to stop me for a long time, and a lot of that fear had to do with, you know, what are people going to think about me? Or I felt like I was inadequate. I felt like I didn't have any talents, any gifts, and all that, and I felt like I had to be perfect, you know, not realizing that there's nobody perfect on earth. We got one person that's perfect. That's God himself, and in him, we can find perfection, but it's a daily battle. It's a daily growth, right? So it's a lot of different things when people don't decide to grow, you know, every day, realizing that, you know, if we're not growing, we're not moving forward, we're not taking control, we're not using the power that we've been given in order to really become all that we were created to be, that greatness, we're not using it. So it's a lot of different things that can stop a person from understanding that, you know what, I have the power to rescue myself.
We left out one, though.
What's that?
One good one.
What's that?
Is that sometimes people just lazy as heck.
Ooh.
And don't want to do anything. Because
that's true.
This is just the way that I am. This is who I've always been. So you don't want to change. You get lazy.
Excuses.
Yeah, and you make excuses to really kind of like justify you being lazy.
Right.
And, you know, one of the hardest things in life to do is change. And because change is all of the things that Pam just said, it's scary.
Right.
When you change.
It is
but
scary.
If you want a different life, man, you're going to have to do something different. And a lot of you say, I'm not supposed to be here right now, but you're still right now. Because what you've done.
I'm not supposed to be here right now. See, I was so down. I can't believe how I feel right now. Thank God I'm here right now.
Can you believe it? Everything it happened for me. See, there was a season. God, if I'm honest, I thought you forgot my name. That is the reason. You never get caught up in what you're seeing. So, don't stop believing in me and you. I know we'll make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now. Don't ever let me hear you say, I'm not supposed to be here right now. Disappointment has meaning. Don't think about leaving. We're gonna make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now. Don't ever let me hear you say,
I'm not
hanging in with us, tuning in. Guys, let's wrap this thing up, right? Let's wrap it up. We were talking about the rescue and how you need to be rescued, and you always think you need to be rescued, but don't sit around waiting for the rescue. Participate in your own rescue, okay? Don't jump in the water without your life vest if you know you can't swim, okay? All right? And you jump in there, you can't swim, now you want somebody to rescue you. Let's just say you think you can swim and jump in, and you all of a sudden figure out, okay, I'm getting tired. You got to do something. Don't sit around waiting on drown. Do something different. The
right.
action, the actual areas of the rescue, the mind, the body, and the money, the finances, trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to adjust? What do I need to rescue from?
Mm.
You got to identify it first.
Right.
Once you identify it, then you can fix it. Right. So now you identified it. Now you want to work on actually fixing it. Right. Because you've accepted that it is really an issue for me. And it's the reason why I'm not moving further.
Right.
The reason why I'm the same person that I was a year ago today.
Right. You got to fix it.
You got to fix it.
That's there's no other way. You have to take the time to fix it
mm-hmm.
if you want to implement change and to rescue yourself, okay? And not worry about somebody coming to rescue you. Not worry about the fact that, hey, other people got other things going on. Just worry about you, right? And
fixing so what's the
you.
Fix?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think, you know what? Three things came to mind. Three P's came to mind
mm-hmm.
when I think about fixing it. Okay, fixing things in life, because these are some actions that we definitely had to take. Right. Number one, you got a plan. Okay. You got a plan. Once you realize and you recognize that you need to fix it, you have to plan. Okay. Proper planning prevents poor performance. Okay. So you got a plan to get this thing right. And then you got to prepare. Okay. That's your second P. You got to begin to prepare. You got to prepare so that now you can begin to move and to shift things and to now get things right. So now after that preparation.
So they got the plan.
Right, they got the plan.
And then they need to
you
get
the
stuff
want.
to get
right,
to
now you got
to
get the stuff.
To implement the plan.
Right, in order to implement the plan, right? But sometimes people can have the plan, right? And they can prepare, but then they don't move on to number three. And if you don't have the three together, it's useless. It's worthless, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's that faith with no action. Okay, you know, or that believing, or that naming it and claiming it, right? Because it's not faith, all right?
Yeah.
Faith without action is dead. You got to now take the time to pull the trigger. Okay, that's your third P. So you got to plan, all right?
Exercise your trigger finger.
Right, you got to prepare, and then you got to pull the trigger. Just pull it. Pull it. Stop worrying about what's going to happen because you planned the thing, right? Don't worry about if you're going to fail. You're now preparing. But you got to pull the trigger in order to take that action that's necessary in order for you to rescue yourself. So if you don't take action, you'll never get rescued. You'll never change your situation. You'll never affect the situation. And you'll never realize that you control the controls. You control the controls. And that's powerful, too.
Right.
When you started to say that, you control the controls. So when we understand that we control the controls and we have the power to affect change in our life, then guess what? We'll get up every day and now we'll move. So that's the first thing. Those three P's, very, very powerful.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And we did, you talk about control the controls. We did a piece in the onset of the grind initially called Mastering Your Mindset, right? So you can actually go back into the archives and actually look at that. It's a whole three percent of mastering mindset, talking about your control center and controlling your controls and not allowing anybody else to do it. See, because a lot of you have been allowing people to control everything that you're doing today. But until you control your controls, your emotions, your actions, your mentality for your best you, because nobody else knows what the best version of you is except for you.
Right.
Right. So when you start controlling your controls, then you can start affecting the change that you actually is going to get you out of the situation that you're in, be it the mental issue that you're having, the body issue that you're having, and the financial issues that you may be having. You know, start eating the right stuff. Start thinking the right stuff. You know, start you know, saving your money the way you're supposed to do it. Guys, so many people around the world can't identify with that, because saving money in a lot of cases is the worst thing, is the hardest thing to do.
It is.
You know, when you're behind the power curve, right?
When you got more bill
at the end of the month than money, then it's hard to save money.
Right.
But you got to back
you
up,
gotta,
right?
You got to
back up and figure out, how did I get more bill at
right.
the end of the month?
You got to see where
money.
Those wheels fell off.
Right. Where did they start
those
wobbling?
Wheels, those wheels started to wobble a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
And we all have to take the time and see, if we pay attention, if we're listening and we understand that we have to actively participate in our rescue, then we're able to pay attention or either at least go back and start to see, okay, where did these wheels start to wobble? You know, because the wheels didn't just fall off. We didn't just wake up and end up in this position. It was happening all along the way. We just didn't pay attention to it. We didn't
right.
listen to it. we didn't understand that, hey, we need to stop, all right, and pay attention so that now we can plan, we can prepare, and we can pull the trigger in order to change the situation.
Right.
And that's and now you look up, the wheels is off, and you're sitting there, you know, in this vehicle or in this car or whatever you want to call it, or you in the water, and you drowning because the wheels have completely fallen off. But yet, if we're actively participating and realizing where we are,
right,
then we
got to know to fix it.
Right, you got to know to fix it. Absolutely.
And that's the key.
But if you find yourself in that position, because mm-hmm. we've all been there where the wheels have completely fallen off, the wheels have completely, we can go through it. You know, many times in life, because we're not perfect, we go up, we go down. But the key to it is not quitting. The key to it is not allowing those wheels to stay laying on the ground. You got to realize that, you know what, you got the tools.
Right.
You got the tools inside of you, around you. Everything you need is inside you, around you. To say, get up, let me start putting these wheels back on one by one. What do I need to do in order to participate in my own rescue, so then I can realize that I can put this thing back together, right?
Right.
And that's what people end up missing it.
That's
so you got to, yeah,
that's
you got to put
that's
put
good.
Them wheels back on.
Put them back on. You got to know how to put them back on, because the way you put them on the first time, it didn't work.
Right.
So they started to fall off. So figure out how to put them on bigger and better. And that's what it's all about, growth. Right? So once you start growing, you figure out that I never want to be where I am again.
Right.
So we jump on the last piece of that, which is learning. Now you learn the lesson. Now you know what you did wrong, right? So now that you know, you've learned what you did wrong. Now you know what you need to do moving forward so that you never have to cross that bridge again, right? You never have to figure out how to be rescued again. You never need that gap bridged again. That's the epitome of growth,
right?
Absolutely. So you figure out, okay, well, you know, but you're saying I'm struggling right now in my personal relationship with my spouse or with my boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, or I'm struggling in my marriage, I'm struggling in my business, you know, whatever it is, when you realize that everything ties together, no matter what, that's why we always say life is life. The totality of life is all of that involved in it. It's business, it's marriage, it's friendship, it's partnership, all of that's together. And if you have a very fluid, healthy life, then all of that stuff just kind of flows.
Right.
Because, guys, you got to realize you attract the energy that you put out.
Absolutely.
And if you putting out bad energy that says I'm always in disarray, I'm always gossiping, it's always drama in my life, then that means that you're either the initiator, the actuator,
or
the perpetuator of that drama. Don't be either one, and it won't start to find you. So that means don't initiate the drama. Don't allow somebody to call you and talk about the drama.
Right.
And most certainly, don't perpetuate the drama. Okay? Don't keep it going. It's got to stop. That's why things are being attracted to your life. So, you know, there are some of you out there in corporate America right now, and you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I actually start working myself? Because this show is about, it encompasses everything, because the grind is universal to everything.
Everything.
So you're trying to figure out, well, I need to make more money. I need to be able to get off my job and be able to do certain things, right? And I'm going to tell you, the first thing I'm going to tell you is slow your roll, because I've been where you are. So I understand it. I've been where you are. So since I've been where you are, that means I must know some things, right? That means I've learned some lessons, right? So I put all of those lessons in this book called The Escape Plan, okay? Now, this lesson encompasses some discoveries and some actions that I put in place to actually work myself out of corporate America. Did this book go exactly the way I wanted it to go in my ascent from corporate America? No. I learned lessons in my success and in my failures, and they're in this book, right? So some things I did good, some things I did bad, but now I know how to do them the right way, which qualifies me to write this book called The Escape Plan. It's going to help you actually get and work your way off of corporate America. So I first say slow your roll, and then it's in this book. A lot of truths are in this book, okay? So if you're not ready for it, then don't buy it, okay? But you can go to meetthemcraze.com, and you can actually get the ebook right now. I'm probably going to take pre-orders for the actual hard copy of the book. I'm going to add a couple of bonus copies in here. I'm almost done with that. So add a couple of bonus features in the book, and I'm going to sell the book. So I'm going to probably pre-order that book for you guys, let you guys pre-order it, and you guys will be able to grab that book. But it gives you the A to Z of how to get yourself off of or how to escape corporate America.
And participate in your own rescue.
There you go. There you go.
Right?
Absolutely.
Which is
absolutely
what it's all about. So, you know what? I think that, you know, that kind of wraps it up. You know, as far as we talked about, you know, everything, you know, first and foremost, recognizing that we got to be rescued. You know, what are some of the things that keep us from being rescued? What do we need to do in order to rescue ourselves? And really, you know, understanding that it's all about the areas of rescues, the actions that we have to take, the lessons that we learned, and then we just got to fix it. We just have to take the time to fix it, and then everything will be okay, right? And so, you know, at this point, you know, we always have our relationship, right? Let's just go ahead, go into the relationship that we have this morning and close this thing out and allow you guys to go on and be great today, because that's what we were created to be, which is greatness. And so today's relationship tip, you know, when you think about relationships, because everybody thinks that, you know, everything's just going to be gravy, right? And we understand that relationships take work. Right. Relationships definitely take time. They take, you know, relating to one another, understanding one another, respecting one another. But many times we don't realize that in a relationship, no matter what type of relationship is, it could be a marriage, it could be a partnership, it could just be whatever, that many times we have to agree to disagree.
Right.
Right. And along the lines, we can definitely, Nate and I can definitely come up with many times in our relationship in the 30 years that we've been married in which we have had to agree to disagree. And so a lot of times people don't really understand what that means. But I can tell you that a lot of it has to do with respect. You have to be able to respect one another and to understand that we each have our own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to also understand that if those opinions that we have when we're agreeing to disagree, if they're affecting, we talked about vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we are each on our own. We each have our different paths, right? I'm not Nate. Nate is not me. So we each have our different fingerprints. We each have a purpose in life. But our purpose has come together in order to create one vision, one plan. And so the ultimate destination is going to always lead us, you know, together. Otherwise, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're going this way and the other person is going this way, that's just never going to work, okay, at the end of the day. So many times along the way, you know, everything is not going to be where, you know, we just agree upon everything, right? Nate and I, remember, you know, back in the day, we used to have some for real arguments, right? But you know what? Now, at this point in time in life, Nate and I really don't argue. And people may say, oh, you know, we don't argue. You know, they may say, okay, that's not real, whatever.
They
think we had a perfect relationship. We just don't.
We don't.
We don't argue anymore. We've been through all of that. We fought. I've thrown pillows at Nate. All right. I've tried to punch him, right? Knock him out. He's grabbed me saying, listen, girl, you better chill out. All of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
over that nonsense, for real. That was in the beginning of our relationship of really getting to know each other. But I can tell you many times you got to agree to disagree because you understand that we each have our own opinion, but we have to understand that if it's going to now affect the vision, then maybe we need to stop. We need to take a step back.
Yeah, everything has to be analyzed. You have to analyze things. You have to. That brings us back to the whole communication part.
Right.
Of that, which is really one of the key and foundational things of any relationship, any partnership.
Right.
You have to be able to communicate, and communication isn't really communication unless you communicate effectively.
Right.
You can communicate and tear something down as well as you communicate and build something up. So communication is just you talking or doing some sort of a physical motion. That's still communication, but are you communicating effectively? And that's a relationship all in itself, communicating effectively. So if we're communicating effectively to one another, then we understand that, okay, I know what she feels about what I want to do. She knows what I feel about what, you know, I want to do. So when we both have something that we want to do, we have to both realize that it has to feed the vision. That's kind of the prerequisite,
right,
for it. Before you bring it to the round table, right, the prerequisite is it's got to be something that's feeding into the vision, because the trivial stuff doesn't really matter.
No.
I want to go here. You want to go there. Go, girl. Go do your thing. Right. That just doesn't matter. I don't keep Pam from doing things. She don't keep me from doing things. That's, we're all individuals. But at the end of the day, the prerequisite is for your spouse or for your business partner, when you have the vision sitting in front of you, is this feeding what I is what I want to do, my course of action, is it feeding the vision for the family?
Right.
Is it feeding the vision for the business?
Right.
Is it feeding the vision for me to actually accomplish my goals to get to the vision? Right. Everything has to be feet. I don't care if it weaves in like this here. It has the feet, but it can't turn. OK, it can't go left and right. It has to be a part of going to the vision. And sometimes the spouse or the partner may not quite understand how you view things right now. But that's all a communication problem. All right. And even in this, you guys have to be, as we talked about this on another show, we talked about communication and we talked about being equally yoked.
Right. That's true, too.
You can't go in business with somebody that has different views than you. You just can't. On business, you can't. If you put the money in front of everything and you form a relationship with somebody just for money, it will never last.
No, all money, not good money.
All money, not good money.
All
right?
Money, not good money.
So it ain't just about the money.
Right. If it's taken away from the values, the things you believe in, then don't worry about it. Let God move and do what he's telling you to do so that now he can prosper you and take you there. But, you know, even in talking about that agree to a disagree and what you were just talking about with the vision, it all goes back to that listening piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
Listening and understand that each of us have our own opinion. Right. But that respect comes into place, too, to now knowing that, you know what, we have to respect one another's opinion. And sometimes, again, we have to just agree to keep from, because it's just not worth it. It's not worth the argument. It's not worth the stress, none of that. But understanding that, you know what, it's not that you're having to bow down to one another,
right?
But that you are now understanding. Let us take this thing back to the original vision. Is this moving us toward our vision, or is it taking us away from our vision to now seeing, is it something that we need to, you know, even focus on and bring about?
That's a great point.
So,
great point.
You know, I think to the person, to that relationship out there, that, you know what, there's never an agree to disagree. It's not being real. There's nothing perfect out there. And it can't be one-sided. In a relationship, when you have a relationship, I don't care whether it's a marriage, if it's a friendship, if it's a business relationship, whatever it is, when you have a relationship, it can't be one-sided. You have to take the time to maybe listen to what the other person is saying, okay? You have to take the time to understand that sometimes that person may not even speak through words, but they just sit back and you do all the talking, all the yapping, all this and that, and you never really take the time
you
to even listen.
Too much.
Right. To
you
listen
never
to what that
up.
Person may be saying in their quiet time. Like,
right.
While they're quiet, while they're listening to all everything that you got to say, you're not taking the time to understanding that maybe because this person is not saying something, that they really are saying something.
Right.
For real.
That's true. And those are great points.
Yeah.
And you look at the actuality of what happens in any partnership is that, you know, no one partner should want to be or be asked to be submissive to the other partner. All right. The Bible says submit yourselves to one another.
Right.
Right. So that means Pam's body is my body. My body is her body. So that simply means that, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, try and be facetious and just hold myself from her or vice versa. You know, it has to be a reason for anything that happens, and it has to be decent and in order. It has to be in line. But at the end of the day, nobody should be submissive. Pam is not submissive to me. For some reason, a lot of people think that they've heard that word. You know, well, ladies, you got to be submissive to your husband.
It's called respect.
It's called, you got to be
respect.
Respectful in the relationship.
Right,
because
right.
The submissive
honestly,
word.
We together because
yeah.
We got the same type of values. Okay.
Yeah.
And although we got our own opinions, but yeah, it's called respect.
It's called respect.
It's
you shouldn't want
respect.
To be. You shouldn't. I don't even want Pam to be submissive to me.
No.
I don't want Pam to bow down to me and do things just because I want her to do them. And she'll tell you firsthand. If Pam don't. I don't ask Pam to do stuff for me.
Right.
I'm self-sufficient. I'll even wash my own clothes. You know. Does she do it sometimes? Absolutely. But I don't ask her to. Because I'm self-sufficient.
Right.
And that's all a part of rescuing yourself, participating
right.
in your own rescue.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? Stop sitting around waiting for people to do things for you. And nobody should look to be submissive to anybody, period. Because what it does is when you're submissive to somebody, it removes the part of you that God created you, that created in you that makes you unique.
Right, you can
you're
lose
giving
yourself.
Away,
you, forget,
you
forget
living
who
away.
You are.
Yeah, you forget and you give away who you are.
Right,
and you put it at the control and the mercy of someone else. So, contrary to popular belief, guys, Stop allowing people to tell you to be submissive to your spouse. Okay? There's no such thing as being submissive. You guys are in this thing together to grow something bigger and better. Okay? You have to listen to one another. And you have to take the advice. And there, and Pam is saying there's moments when you're going to agree to disagree. That means when we agree to disagree, and I'll give you guys a great example, okay? I want to take the money, and I want to go and gamble all the money, drop it all in the casino in Reno, right? I'm going to drop all the money, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to make some money because I'm going to gamble this money.
And I'm
expecting her. I believe in this so firmly, but I'm going to expect her to buy into this.
No, we're not going there.
If she was the submissive wife, she would say,
okay, baby, go ahead.
Go ahead,
all our money.
Do that.
Go ahead, blow it. But don't worry about it.
I'll be like, this woman's
hey,
so
let's
soft.
Take this
she's
risk.
Weak.
No.
But you have
I'm
to make
say
sure.
Crazy.
Yeah, you got.
No, we're not going there.
You got to say, baby, that's not a great.
That's not a good idea. Remember, it's not what you say. It's
how you say it.
So remember
so
that.
It's not a good idea.
Remember that. Some people
because
have
this and this.
A problem okay. with their delivery of words.
Yeah.
Okay? So remember, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. And when you pay attention to the delivery, now it will be received a whole lot better.
Right. So make the right decisions, right? Make the right decisions, but make the right decisions together. And we're talking about contrasting, right? And I know we're out of time. We're talking about contrasting, guys. You wanting to go, you know, to the Beyonce concert, okay, and him not wanting you to go or her not wanting you to go, you know, that's one of those things that you can agree to disagree on. And you still going to the concert. That's,
right.
No, that's minor
right,
stuff.
Right, that's not affecting your
that's
vision.
Not affecting your vision.
That's not
right?
affecting your vision. Nate going and taking all our money and spending
right.
in the casino in Reno.
That's affecting,
that's affecting our vision.
Right.
Okay.
So when it's an vision affecting event, then yeah, we gotta
right.
somebody's gonna have to yield and we're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Right.
And I'm not gonna allow you to do that because baby, that doesn't meet the vision. And when you can explain to that person, because some people get blinded sometimes in their belief.
Right.
So you explain to that person, baby, no, that's not going to work, because if you do that, then there's a great chance that you're going to lose all of our money.
Right.
So let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
And at that point, if the person is still hell-bent on doing it, then you have to just come to the realization that, man, I done messed around and married the wrong person. I done messed around and partnered with the wrong doggone person.
Right.
And because that person's no longer trying to meet the vision. And so now you got to put the action in place.
Yeah, because you're obviously going in these directions and
not here in
order to come here. If you're going here, these paths will never, ever meet. But if you're going here and you come in here, now you're on
that's
point
it.
For what God wants you
here
to
it is.
Accomplish.
So here it is, guys. And I'm going to say this piece and then we're going to close it up. Hey, this. I'm going to say this piece and we're going to close it up. You've got the rails, the guardrails here. Okay?
Right.
And we can go anywhere within these guardrails that we want to go. We're going to vary some, all right? The rails are going to, while you're going to vary some, you're going to bounce on and off these rails, okay? No problem. But the rails are there to keep us on track, right? And at the end of the day, everybody said, you know, the man, he's the physical one, and he's going to protect the family. Absolutely, right? I expect Pam to help with the wisdom, be the wisdom of the family. Help me stay in on track so that I don't derail the family unit, because it's not just me and Pam, guys. It's somebody behind me as well. Four kids behind me. So when I'm here, guys, understand this, right? God holds me responsible as the head of the family unit. Okay, all right. So you can look all this up. Hold me as the head. So I'm going forward. She's only gonna follow me. Watch how this works. I want you to back up. Okay. Watch how this works. Okay. I'm following God right now. Okay. The moment, Pam is right behind me, right? We're one unit, right? We're gonna bob and weave. You're gonna see Pam's head here and there. You're gonna see her. But there's gonna be moments. There may be a moment when I decide to completely stop following God. If I stop following God, what do you think Pam is gonna do? Pam ain't gonna follow me.
Right? No, I'm not.
Pam is
I'm
gonna
not,
stay
but that's
on
what
track.
Happens most of the time.
That's
in
what happens. That's
right,
what being submissive
is. You don't realize that, you know what, you just went in the wrong direction. Remember, you got the wisdom. So I'm not getting ready to follow Nate. I showed you that because that's what ends up happening in
right.
a lot of relationships, right?
But you're
but,
only, you're
but no,
only, you're
when
only,
that wheel starts to fall off, remember, you got the vision. You
right.
got the wisdom.
You have to, now you become the vision.
He has
carrier.
Lost sight of the vision.
Right.
So therefore, you got to stay. He over there. But you got to stay on point.
Stay on
and
point.
You got to realize that vision is yet for an appointed time. You don't follow when that train falls off the track, you stay going on a vision that you know God has given you, your family, your life. And as you keep going, what's going to end up happening?
And you start praying for your husband
that's right,
or your
start
wife.
Praying.
Okay.
You can't sit up here and say, do this, because that don't work, no. Ladies, okay? For real. That does not work, okay? I've tried that. You need to do this. You need to do that. Why are you not doing that? That don't work in a relationship, okay? But instead, you keep God first and foremost and continue to pray for your family and do what you need to do. And what's going to happen is where that train fell off the track, that train is going to now start to move back into position, because at the end of the day, we ride or die, right? We got this together. We're one unit. We are on the same path. And so therefore, now that train has moved back into place,
right?
Because of the fact that I didn't do what most people do.
Right.
You start to follow and to not have a voice, realizing that we all have a voice, because it's one voice that's going to make. It's our individual voices that make that one band, that make that one sound, in order for us to come together and to carry out the vision and to complete the vision that God has given us.
So, and that's all a right? whole nother series.
I love that.
That we can,
it's amazing
we can
what
be.
God would do you when you just move, like for real. Like none of this stuff that Nate and I do, we have some topics that we come, you know, to the table with as we do this show every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have some bullet points that we write down, but I promise you, none of it, it's like God just gives us stuff. I know God just gave Nate that, and you know what? At the end of the day, even from the water raft, I thought about Jason's little thing this morning, but everything, it's like God will just give you what you need at that given moment if you just act and you just move, and it's called freedom, for real. Freedom.
Well, it's in you. When it's in you,
when it's in you,
it comes out, and
right.
It has to first be in you. And
right.
God, there's so many different things we can talk about
right.
When it comes to you know, the family unit and things of that nature, and we can really try and help some people. And the perceptions of people on the outside of your relationship really don't really matter if you stay true to what's happening on the inside.
Right.
And you know, your first responsibility is to your husband. Your first responsibility is to your wife. Your first responsibility ultimately is to your family. And when you realize that, you don't allow things on the outside to come in. You don't even try to fight those things, because when there is no enemy on the inside, then the enemy on the outside can do you no harm.
Absolutely.
So shore that
absolutely.
Up,
absolutely.
Keep that straight. Keep
yes.
it going. And you'll find, guys, that anything that happens in your life that you think is in your life, it's on the outside of your life. You don't have to worry about it, okay?
That's
so,
right.
So, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Pam, tell them how they can listen to us next show.
Remember, next show is happening on Tuesday, right? Every Tuesday and Thursday, you want to definitely join us on The Grind at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number, 646-668-2564. Definitely go out and follow us at The Grind 101 on Instagram and Facebook. And
And go to meetthemcrays.com as well, guys.
Yeah. Right. Go to meetthemcrays.com.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you'll be able to go to, let me stop this. Yeah. Go to meetthemcrays.com, guys, and you'll be able to actually grab the book, The Escape Plan. You'll actually be able to pre-order Pam's book, you know, The 10 Keys to Greatness as well, because she's wrapping that thing up, and that'll be in production here in a moment, so you'll be able to pre-order that as well. So guys, go check us out on meetthemcrays.com, and we're going to roll out.
That's right, we're going to roll out. And you know what? I know you was going to pull up
okay.
song to close
all
out,
right.
But you know what? I'm changing things today, because I want, you know, y'all, this song blessed me many years ago, and every day I still listen to this. And just know that as you are on the path of rescuing yourself, realizing that you have to actively participate in your own rescue, get up every day and know without a shadow of a doubt that you absolutely can go ahead and get it done. All right? So join us back on Tuesday morning for another phenomenal season. Y'all already know it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. No, yes, you can.
Come on.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. No, yes, you can.
It's fine that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand
when they. said I couldn't do it. I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
Yeah. All that I'm midweek.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand,
encouraged me to
stand. When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you can.
Yeah. How you overcame, oh.
I believe I can do it now.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
There's been no belief.
Nothing was the way.
Not of everyone. Not lost. I heard you say.
You were the one to
stay. You held my hand. Yeah.
You encouraged me to stand.
And when they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say.
You said yes, you can.